Parshas B'Shalach, we have the Shira. The Shira is the great big Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what it stands as. The Shira Sayam, the Targum Taish B'chein Shabbach Moshe Le'Yisrael Seshbachta, it's the Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it stands as unique in all other tishbachos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we need to understand what's unique about it in terms of what happened. L'chura, there was Yetzias Mitzrayim, Gulas Mitzrayim was Kenakis, Makis Bechayris. The big deal is that Makis Bechayris, Klai Yisrael leaves, and that's it. The whole going to the Yam is chapping again, provoking Mitzrayim to do a final stand. So we're going to have to understand what happened in the Kriyas Yamsuf that is very different than Yetzias Mitzrayim. It says we have two Yom Tovim. You have the first day of Pesach, and you have the last day of Pesach. And that's a separate yontiv, and it has in itself the giluyim of something that's not there on the first day. And we need to understand what Kriyas Yam Suf brought out. I mean, it's again, the Mitzrim came, we hit them, we hurt them. If anything, it doesn't stand much different than all other milchamas. It was the end, Amalek comes right afterwards, and then you have in the Midbar afterwards, you have Balak and Bilam, plenty of other Kamim Neged Yisrael. So this is seen as sort of a something that stands with Ne'atzmoy and is going to be a type of Yeshua, a type of Neis that's going to be a model forever. And we say it before an introduction to Shemini Esrei, we say it in other places, the Micha Moicha and so on. You find a Knech that the Oz Yoshe, that the Shira of Oz Yoshe is going to be a Shira Lahaba. The Ke'ilu, in terms of Shvachas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's the Oz Yoshe is going to be the Shira of Lasid Lavo. Mikano Merazal, that Rashi brings, Remez Tchias Vesem HaTorah, this is the Shira of Lasid Lavo. That's one. This is the word Yoshim is Lashon Lahaba. In the Mechilta over here, it says Vayomru Lamer. So the Vayomru Lamer over here is hard to understand. What's Lamer? Normally on Moshe you say Rashon Moshe Lamer. So Lamer either means we've seen the Rishonim Amira Brura, or it means a Tetel to Kol Yisrael. Vayomru Lamer doesn't. Neither of the two seem to make sense over here. So the Mechilta says, "Vayimulaymor l'doiris." So this Shira transcends this particular time, even though the Shvacha is Naidos HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Mitzrayim every year, we lefika chayvad l'mirsas asuf kliyas Mitzrayim, and we go through all the Shiras and Shvachas, and we say Halak Gadol and so on. But Cholzois, there's something over here, shayach to the Shira, Vayimulaymor, that shayach l'doiris, that transcends Asidus in a way that other shiras and shvachas don't transcend. There's a Shem Rabba, Medrash Rabba Shem says, Tashuri Miroi Shemana, Melamed Shasidin Yisrael Le Mashira. So you see that the shira itself has shaykhis to Lasid Lavoi in a way that other shiras, that other tishvachas, like Dasa Gashbacha, don't have. The minute to say Oz Yoshe, Psabsuk Zimra, we don't, our earliest Mekairis Asidur Agoinim, the Rambam brings a very fascinating minhag. In other words, that was the minhag kavua, that the Shira they would say after Yishtabach. In other words, Baruch Shama Vayolam to Yishtabach did not include the Shira. There's a minig that says, some say Shiras Hayam after Yishtabach, before Kriyashma. Some say Shiras Hazino, some say both. That's how the Rambam brings the minig. The Zoya says he brings a he brings this minhag, or he brings this as an inyan that we should say it, and he says and he brings the following. He says it's a Zoya Truma. Bahu zimna the Mesaimi Yisrael Shvachi the Inetushpchen de David. When we finish the Shiras and Shishpachas of David HaMelech, that's the Seder Dvarim. So he says, "Kidein Tushpecha the Shiras of the Yama, Kimode Kimdo." Then we say the Shiras Hayam of like we said before, like it had been Maz before. So yes, a Kasha. How do we have that Shevach come after David's Shevach? One should have Torah Shebiksav, in other words, Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah before David's. I guess he, I don't know what he means, Torah Shebalpeh, but upon him, it certainly should be before the Seder Dvarim. Oh, Kumod Akdimus Hochitzach Damo. So you should have, it should have preceded it. Ella, migoy de kol yisrael istakas al teresh b'ksav, shnachtzach loyimu lo b'shivus adikuna, v'tushpach maliyam kol shatushpachin. And he says that, l'maisa, he says, it's a higher dag than the other ones, and you need to be masmechit closer to tefillah and so on. So the Zohar says that this shira comes Shaluk Sidron, it comes afterwards because it needs to be closer to Krishna. That's the what he says. That's the Taikav Tvarav. So let's try and understand something. It's basically, if we're to conceptualize what he says, there are two sets of Tishbachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One set of Tishbachas is the Tishbachas of David HaMelech. The Chura, if we're to ask, if we, the way we daven, we think it's, Lamosh, we have piyutim. So the piyutim use, they weave together psukim and chazal and all sorts of things like that. And it's basically just using the psukim for a piyut and so on. The Zohar is saying, no. When we say Shirei David, there's a certain shevach of Shirei David. And that's shayach to... And that's Psuk Zimra. So Psuk Zimra are Shirei David. Then afterwards, there's a next one, this Shira of Moshe Rabbeinu, or, and again, the fact that he calls it the Shira of Torah of Torah Shebiksav, not the Vim of Torah's Mashma, could fit in Fazinu also, that's the truth. And then we do Krishma. So we need to be magnet ourselves. What's the difference between Shirei David and the Shirim of Oz Yashe? I mean, for us, it's all wonderful Shirim. We say Kadosh Baruch Hu is great, Kadosh Baruch Hu does all the Kenisim, Kadosh Baruch Hu does this, that, the other thing. It's really Ke'ilu, it's a second Seder of Shevach. There's a Seder of Shevach of David, and that's one Geder Advarim, and that will mark them before Tefillah, that's Psuk Zimra. And then in order to get to Krishma, we need to have a second Seder of Shevach, and that's the Seder of Oz Yashiv. So what's the qualitative distinction between the Shevach of Oz Yashiv to the Shevach of the Shirei David? It's all Shir. We're going to try and understand a little bit about the Inyan of Shira, of the difference, the different kneich in the shiras. I mean, it says about Chazal themselves were madgish, a qualitative change. They said Ros Hashivcha B'Yam Ashloso Yecheskel Ben Buzi. Yecheskel Ben Buzi is the Neviim, the Navi who most expressed a vision of a Kadosh Baruch Hu Merkava, his Ma'ase Merkava. And a Shivcha saw in the Rosh, she said Zekeli. Without, it shouldn't see the Ma'aseh Merkava. So try to understand. In order to understand we're looking to get a sense of a clear definition. What's the re'i of Yechezkel ben Buzi? What was the type of deher and tfisa Yechezkel ben Buzi had? And what's the deher that the Shifcha had, alayam? What was the distinction between the two in terms of what were they looking at? What was their perception was different? So let's start with the Tosfos in Sanhedrin. The Tosfos in Sanhedrin. Tosfos speaks over here about the Shira that the Malachim say, and the Gemara here talks about the different Shiras, about Malachim saying Shira, Klai Yisrael saying Shira, and so on. So Tosfos says, "B'knaf ha'aretz zmir shemanu, kosev b'tshuvas ha'goyim, she'em b'nei Yisrael oimim kedusha ala b'shabbes." The Tshuvas HaGoyim says that Bnei Eretz Yisrael would say Kedusha only on Shabbos. That was the minig. The Chsiv Gabechayas Sheish Knafayim Le'echad. It says like this. By the Chayas in Yeshaya, it says each one had six wings. Yeshaya was the second one. The two people who gave us some sort of sense of Ma'aser Kavod was Yeshaya and Yecheskel. So Yeshaya brings that the Chayas have Sheish Knafayim Le'echad. The whole Konov Oimer Shira Achas, B'yoyim, each wing says Shira on a different day, B'sheis Me'achol, so you have six wings, 6 days. U'kashiyagia Shabbos, Oimer Achayis V'amok Moshav, Ein Ot Konov, Kabbalah says we have nothing. V'akash Baruch Hu Meshav Lem Yeshi Ot Konov Echad, I have another wing. Sh'oimer Lefanei Shira Shnemei Miknaf Ha'oretz Mir Shemano. So, B'meila, Klal Yisrael is the one who says Shira on Shabbos, and they're the only ones. The Malachim don't. What are we talking about? What's the Indian here? I mean, what's the Shevach? And what's interesting is that Yom HaShabbos itself says Shira. It says Adam Arishon opened up the Shira on Shabbos, says Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. It says he did tshuva, and then he realized that it was Nimchal, and he said Pasuk Vama Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. The Vezeh Shel Yom HaShabbos Shavoy Shabbos Kel Mekom Lachtoy V'Yom Hashvi Meshabeach V'Oimer Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos Lefikach Yifor Yivorchel Kel Kol Yitzurav. So it's sort of merumus that Shabbos itself says a Shira. And then the Bria, the Bruim all chime in and chip in. What does that mean? What does Tosfos mean over here? So let's understand the Shira of Malachim versus Shira's Adam, and Klal Yisrael especially, and Yom HaShabbos. The Giluyim in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mizgal in this world through his pu'ulois. Magodlu ma'asecha Hashem. Marabu ma'asecha Hashem. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, then we deher Kvoyid Shemayim. And the deher of Kvoyid Shemayim evokes a shevach and oidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the mitzias of shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's oila from this world HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lies in the world of asiya dafka. So every time something a person does a mitzvah, a malach toiv is nivra. Chas v'shalom lehefich lehefich. So in the world of asiya, in every pu'ula that happens, there's a sheva HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the sheva HaKadosh Baruch Hu that comes in this world. Malachim are called giboyrei koyach oise dvaroi. Every malach has a shlichus, and therefore in the kiyum of his shlichus, and the asiya of shlichus, that's maila shirat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the world of malachim. So malachim are bali pu'ula. They're called a shliach. You can't, a shliach does not exist without a maisa. If I call somebody in and I say somebody, I ask him, would you like to become my shliach? And the person's question is, shliach for what? I'll say, stam, my shliach. There's no such word. A shliach means the person sent. You can't have a shliach that is not a poel, and therefore, fakert, it's the mohus of a shluchas adam kemoisai starts with the etzim pula. When I tell you to be mekadesh and isha for me, then you're my shluchas adam kemoisai. Tell you to be mafish truma, your shluchas adam kemoisai. Shlech kachim, shluchas adam kemoisai. But you don't stop by making a person a shliach, then I'll decide later what I want to make a shliach for. You're not a shliach. I'll tell somebody, I feel so close with you, mamish, it's kemoisai. And therefore, whatever you'll find something to do, you'll do it. It's the other way around. It's in the doing, there has a kemoisai. So in every single pe'ula in the world, you deher kvayt shemayim. Every nivra says, ashevat HaKadosh Baruch Hu mikoyach his briyosai. That's the Pirkei Shira. Everything says, mikoyach his briya, he says it. And malachim, since their whole mehus is a shlichus and asiyah, that's what they're shayach to. And that is the world of, that's the 6 days of the week. Each a malach has six knafayim. It means in every element of pu'ula, and every day, wherever there's an asiyah, a malach has shayachas to it. Shabbos, because it's mufka from asiyah, there's no shira. There's not shayach shiras malachim. Shiras malachim for what? There's nothing happening. If you can sharpen it, be'etzem, there's no such thing as a malach on Shabbos. In as much as Shabbos is mufka from asiyah, then there's no oisa on Shabbos. So on Shabbos itself, there's no mokom. Shabbos is mufka from asiya, and it's mufka from a shevach from asiya. Those are the limitations of anything within this world. So, everything in this world is maisa, kuloi maisa. The world starts with a maisa of bria saolam, and all the inyanim that are brias. Stop on all the yonim that are maisim take place within these days. The pu'ulois, because they're all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, megala certain yonim, they are pu'ulois that bring about a shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and those are the shevach. That's the shir of malachim, that's the kedusha malachim, and it's the entire shira of the bria itself. That's what it is. Shabbos is a very different type of metzias. Shabbos is something which lies completely beyond asiyah. And now we have to ask ourselves, it's a day of menucha. Is there a bria that shayach, that in the world of menucha itself, there should be a shira? Let's take a dugma for it. Let's take an example and something else. The Mesil Zisharim, when he speaks in his Akdama of Chayvus Adam Baylamoy, he starts with Chayvus Adam Baylamoy is to be Mis'aneg al Hashem. And then he says, but really, it's to be Dovak Nakadish Baruch Hu. And then finally, he has one more Inyan. He has to be Malad all world with him, which is of a different nature. So we have a little bit of a difficulty distinguishing between Tainug and Dveikus. I assume one is a greater dargah than the other one. That we may safely assume. How to exactly describe the difference? One is a little bigger dargah, stronger dargah. What's the difference? There's a saying in brought down in Sfarim from Dolam HaChachma. It was said that Tainuk Tmidi Eino Tainuk. Enjoyment lies in the moment of enjoyment. The first time after a tainus, I take the first bite, there's a tremendous burst of Tainuk. I keep eating. Tainuk doesn't exist. I eat three times a day. Somebody alam will come over kavu chayma. Marach, if you didn't eat all day long, you have such a tainuk. So if you ate three times a day, you have a gevaldike tainuk. It's kavu chayma prichter. We all understand that. Tainuk is the crossing over from one to the other. We need to have the pu'ula of going from one matzav to another matzav. Speak a lot about it in different ofanim. Let's take this example of Tainuk Dveikus. So Be'etzim, in a certain sense, Dveikus would not be Moilid that type of Tainuk. Once I have this steadily, then Mechateisa. Let's take this marshal in a different area. When I meet somebody, and I find this person fascinating, interesting, and enjoyable, his company is enjoyable. So let's say the enjoyment is machmas, this person is sharp-witted. Machmas, this person is a bal chachma. Machmas, this person is a bal hatava. Whatever it is, so the tainug lies in the first burst of interaction. And teva dvarim is, just like by achila and shtia, it becomes used to it. And it becomes kind of, okay, it becomes norm. It certainly doesn't arouse the first time I meet the person like Chappis Pilus. Wow, he knows all over, and he comes up with his Gvaldika, Einfall, and whatever it is. Then when it's norm. That falls out. When a person meets somebody, Almanas is thinking of being Mishtadach. So the person is looking for Nekudas of Tainug, and that always comes with the Nunes Shaboy, with the Chiddush Shaboy. When a person is kind of a davak bishtoy, and a person is married, so what switches is the tainuk goes from the hischachos and chiddush to the dveikus. In other words, the loyalty, the being together. This is the matzav, and the strength lies in it. And the person, when a person is looking at it from that to her. The fact, the certainty of the shaykhis, the solidity of it, what seems the eternity of it, those become the mucker of a very different type of tainuk. So you have a tainuk that lies from the world of asiyah and chiddush and ischachus, and that tainuk lies dafka in the short termness of it. In the chiddush of a davar, and that's the first dagger that the Mussulman refers to tainuk. So every time a person who's a rochik and is miskarev, and he says, I did something b'ktusha b'tara, I was mishabed myself and I was misamik and I learned and so on and so forth. The moments of his chiddush are what give him the tainuk. But the person who's a real balavaida, a person who's a sadigamer, a person who's already in a maslul of a balavaida, then the dveikus tmidis itself, the fact that it's yom v'layla, lo yishboisu, the fact that it's constant, and I'm kuli davuk, like the Rambam describes Moshe Rabbeinu that became davuk in Tzur Elamim and was never nifrat, that becomes a deher of a different type of oinik. It's hard to put the word oinik because oinik by definition we define the first category, not second category. But I call upon him, it's a very, very different type of oinik, and that's that second dagger. Shabbos, this world we said is a world of asiya, and the mele in the world of asiya, it's only chiddush, it's only something knew that, for instance, let's say everybody works 8 hours a day, and this person works 10 hours a day. Everybody learns 8 hours a day, and he learns 10 hours a day. We say, gefaldik, so much amelus, so much this, so much that. Let's say everybody does 10 hours, there stops being any chiddushnit. because the hispailus and the shevach and the ador always lies in the asir hadasha, in the chiddush and in the doing. Shabbos olam haba. Olam haba lies. It's the world that it's haba. It's not the zeh. It's the haba. It's in its unchanging oifin, in its kulei being davuk without shinui. That's where the deher of tainug lies. It's a matana. It's Shabbos is an inyan that's not shayach to Klal Yisrael to Musaylam. It's not shayach to this world. And that's why Nachish Shabbos Chayev Misa, because mitzad this world Shvisa is hefech to Tachlis. A malach that retires is no longer a malach, disappears. There's no such thing as a retired malach. The whole malach of malach is only oisit vare, and the minute he's not an oisa, he's not a malach. It's over. He has no metzias. Because he's not shayach to that world, Klal Yisrael, the hair of Adam Arishan, of Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, is unique to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, since they have a Chelek Mamhava Be'etzem, they're shayach to a world that's Kulei Menuchel Chayelamim, they can be Misanig from that world. They have a shayachus to that world, they can be Misanig, and there, and it's Adam, which was Klal Yisrael, Adam in his right Darga, there was Pasach, and he said, Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. The shira of Yom HaShabbos is a shira above the other shiras and a shayach to this dafka. Let's go back to our shira. In Yetzias Mitzrayim, the first part of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which lasted through Makas Bechiris, were a pchina of this world, in the sense Mitzrayim existed. And there's a makom for a battle, and there's a makom for a tug of war, back and forth. So in that darg of the back and forth, is where you see the gods of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Maisa, Pesach is commemorated with Maisim, with Matzah and Mora and Korban Pesach. Though that's Pesach. So the first part of Yetzias Mitzrayim belongs to the world of Golus, of this world. It's Golus and Geula. It's the Makas Bechiris. Mitzrayim remains afterwards, because this world only means something if there's at least a makam for a battle. There's a makam for Nisayim, and in the Hisgabrus on Mitzrayim, is where you deher the Maisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what we deher in it, and that's the and those are the Tishbachos we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Mitzrayim. That's Inyan Aleph. There's the Inyan Beis, and that's where Mitzrayim disappears. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, you'll never see Mitzrayim again. The whole shira of Mitzrayim, the nitzachon of Mitzrayim was the kisoma yom. Lechura, I mean, kofu soimis v'lev yom, everybody went down to the hoim, and the yam swallowed them up, and so on. I mean, what's the godless? And if, like, by Sancheiriv, they would have paid it out. I mean, it would have been any worse? I mean, by Sancheiriv, one morning he wakes up, and the army's gone. They're all dead. So, I mean, what's this? What's disappearing of the yam and so on? The teretz is anything that is in the yam doesn't exist for us. In other words, before the first stage of the world, there was choshech al pnei tehoim. Anything that disappears into the tehoim is gone be'etzem. A pager mace is not gone. There's kvura, there's dinim of tuma. Anything that disappears in the tehoim and in the yam means it's gone. It's just like the dura mabul. There's no zecha the Rishonim, because they're gone. It's gone, not just the pshat that we happen to have won round one or round two or whatever it is. It disappeared and it's over with. It's gone. That's a Yemois HaMashiach type of Nitzachim. It's not where round one, round two, round three, the whole thing is over with. It has in itself the Mnuchas al Chayei Olamim. Those Shiras, so the Shira is on a matziv of Toiv, that's Mismashech Loilam Voed. This two psukim we extract from the Shira that we say in the brachas that the Ashkenazic soul gave us in the brachas of Geula, right before Shemoneh Esrei. One is Micha Moicha Beilam Hashem, and Chazal teach Micha Moicha Beilmi Hashem, that who is as great a Kadosh Baruch Hu who doesn't reply when a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't speak. The Pshat Chazal is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows Ra to flourish in order for him to vanquish it. But it also means, Micha Hashem means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's praise doesn't require him to do. All the Elim are called strong ones because they do. The wind god blows wind and the sun god shines sun. There's no such thing as a god. There's no such thing as a Avodah Zarah that does nothing. The most of Avodah Zarah is the hair in what we see around us. So they saw storms. There's a storm god. They saw this, that god. Good, they fantasized another god on top of that. But tachlis, at the end of the day, the gods were the elim. Just like the Shem Elokim is Baal Kol HaKoyches Kulon, it requires a koyches in order to talk about it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness lies in being, in Havaya. And therefore, Micha Mecha B'Elam Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is great. And therefore we say, Hashem Yimlech Lo'olam Vo'ed, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzias is constant. Every other Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu requires a constant asiyah. It requires a constant interaction to be megala again and again. In what was the zgala in Kriyas Yamsuf of Dafka was the permanence of it. And b'meila, if we're shy of that, we always have the hispilos from that permanence. We say, what's the pshat that Ros Hashivcha b'yam Hashem Yecheskel ben Buzi? Yecheskel ben Buzi's vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu stretches across the world of Malachim, which is the world of Asiya, the world of doing, of performing, of interacting with the Bria, Nisim, the flaws, and so on and so forth. The Shiras Hayam was Zekeli. It didn't require any deher of HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing. Rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu being is that deher. And that's why this Shira is Shayach to Losid Lovay, whereas all the other Shiras Baruch are not Shayach Losid Lovay for this reason. The Losid Lovay is a Yoyim Shekuloi. It's a world without action, without struggle, without constant new things. And therefore, the other types of Tishbarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu not Shaykh. Shira, Oz Yoshe Moshe, Tashuri Meroshe Mona, and so on, all those in Yonim are Shaykh specifically to this. To Dafke, to an Inyan of Shira Sayam, the Kenyan. That's the Inyan, at least when the Zohar Kodesh tells us that we have two different sets of Tishbarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have Shirei David, and Shirei David starts the Nusach, not clear where the Nusach comes from. We say it as one, we say Baruch Shama and with the whole thing. But Baruch Shama V'Olam is the introductory phrase to Pesukei Zimra. I am now going to speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Omar V'Hoya HaOlam. Baruch Shem V'Olam is the Akdama to the rest of it. So we're going to show you every Amira v'haya Olam. That's the world of Shirei David. And it's one darga, and it's obviously the first darga. A person needs to hear that. But that's not, there's a gap between that and Krishna. Krishna is the hearing of Kadosh Baruch Hu, a Havaya Echad, that not when a Kadosh Baruch Hu does, the Nisa employs anything, a Kadosh Baruch Hu as is. So for that, there's a Shira that comes afterwards. And in the Rambam's Halacha and in the Zohar Kadosh, it's a next type of Pesukah Zimra. We incorporate it. Whatever halachic reasons, we didn't feel we wanted to put it together. But our kaponim in understanding that as Yosha is of a different type of Shira, that's where we come from. Let's understand it a little bit. Benegea to a person and benegea to person's avoda. When a person is becoming a ben Torah, when a person is becoming an Ovid Hashem, his nekudas ha'oinik lies in the struggle and the accomplishment and the achievement. And the person looks to achieve, to accomplish bigger things, greater things, overcome difficulties, and so on. And that's certainly, like we always speak about, a person has to go kisidron. And a person's deher of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his world lies in this, in this ruchnistic world, lies in doing. And it should be like that. But by definition, that comes to a stop at some place. A person needs to be able to, somebody once pointed out, I guess, a flaw. If you understand all of Avodas Hashem in terms of being metaken things, reach kiruv, tikkun, fixing what's problematic and so on, what do you do on the day when it's mola aretz das kamayim liyamechasim? What do you do when the world is metuken? It's just like a person who's very, very active, hyperactive, and he does a lot of good things, but there's no matzav when he has menuchas hanefesh, because his menucha lies only in doing. That's his only point of tainuk. He can't enjoy the fruits of his labor because he doesn't have that faculty. That's a chisaron, it's a ruchnis chisaron. Not to be confused with a person who's lazy and enjoys not doing. We're talking about a person who strains himself to the utmost to do the things supposed to do and fights the battles need to be fought. David HaMelech was an ish of milchama, and therefore the pasuk calls me Shdamim, therefore his shiras are shayach to the first darga. They're not Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech was shayach already to Lasid Lavi, to Menucha. David HaMelech's shiras were all on the struggle. But that's not the permanent matzav. And that's not the darg of Adam. And it's not the darg of Yisrael. And not the darg of Shabbos. Klal Yisrael and Shabbos is shayach to a whole different world. In Shabbos, as we go along with Shemesh Esra, Yakiru banecha v'yedu ki mi'itchei minuchosam v'al minuchosam yakdishu eshmecha. Those are profound words. The Pashto Pshat we learn is, what does it mean, Yakir Ve'edu Banachi Mitchoy Minuchosam? So, it means the Pshat is only if a person has a Kadosh Baruch Hu, does he have Menucha? Fine. Val Menuchosam Yakdish Shmecha, you could say that a person is Moise Nefesh in order not to Menuchal Shabbos. That's not quite the words, Val Menuchosam Yakdish Shmecha. It means that a person whose Nekudas Ha'oinek lies, Adarabba, in the being davuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the menucha sheboy, in the fact that I've come home and this is my metzias, there's a teva advarim. People tend to slouch. They'll go through a zman and they sort of begin to slow down. Then you rev up the engines and you have such a type of thing. But that's a lower darga. The person who's misanig from Tmidim Kesidram, the solidity, and it's lasting, and Araba, just like a person whose tainug in his marriage is from the second half, the longer it lasts, the more tainug there is. And the fact is, I've put down 1 year, and 2 years, and 3 years, and 10 years, and 20 years, and so on. The person is misanig from the being and the existence and the menucha sheboy, not only just the moment of struggle, of the moment of gilui chiddush, and so on. Shiras Hayam marks the second half of Pesach. The first half is HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shiri David, and the struggle with Ra. And Ra is always around to struggle with or potentially struggle with. And that's where we see the Gadlus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're Shaykh to that. The second half, the Shvi'ah Shel Pesach, is where we misanig on the Etzem Metzias of being there. On the Etzem Metzias that the world is Kuloi B'tikun and it's good. The Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos is a Shira that only Adam sings. Malachim don't have Shaykhs to it. Adam in the Tzurik HaTikunoi, and there's a reason why Dafka did Shuvah, not outside of our Mizgeres now, to understand that that's the Mahalach of really good. When a person understanding that the measure of ourselves lies not only in the Nisyonos, we always speak, it's almost counter, everyone always says, you know, when things are good and you do well, then okay, what's the big chiddush? But when we have a Nisyon and it's tested and you struggle and you win, that's when it's really tested. That's true on the first level. But there are people who, when they have Nisyonos, they're on fire. And when things go kesidron, they're on autopilot, they're on cruise. There's no dveikus, there's no hislavus, there's no eish, there's nothing of that nature. The real darga is when it's Shabbastik, when we're makir, that the menucha that we have, the constant matzav of learning, a person who learning becomes his metzias. And adrabah, it's hard for him to be misnatic from it, because this is where I find myself. This is my mohus. This is my makom menucha. That's what a person should be shayah for. The tam of lasid lavay, and the only thing that can be Hashem yimlek lalum vayet, the only thing that can last, there's no forever battle with Canaan and with this and with that and that. Those, the Iva Amalek is medora dora, but it finished at some point. The only thing that remains constant is that the etzem dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the etzem chayim ruchniyim are I would give the person a new type of tainu called menucha. When Shabbosim, adrabah, when a person is able to take Shabbosim, we speak about a 3-day yontif, when a person is able to take the zman of menucha and be misanig from Hashem, from the menucha, from the dveikus, that's when a person has gotten someplace. The chelik of our avoda that's miyuchet to Klal Yisrael, that is miyuchet to Lasid Lavoi, is the chelik of the avoda where we yonik dafka from menucha, and dafka from a matziv of yishuv of tveim of esitaimoi. The geula comes in two dargas. It comes in a darga in the struggle with Ra, and the victory over Ra. That's always the first stage, and that gives us the whole Pesach, and that's why we have Maisim to remind us of the Niflaos. It's Makis, Maisim, so on and so forth. And then we have a second Darga, where it goes beyond the world of Malachim, beyond the Maisim of Isiflaos, a Makom where it becomes Kuli Toiv, and the person is Yakir v'nechav yedkiv mi'itchim nuchasam, a person that has that his menuchas hanefesh and his sense of well-being and toiv is because he's dovek HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he's in the world of toiv, and that becomes the shir of blessed loving.